Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot! Hot, 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 hot!
Of all the pasta shapes, spaghetti is the absolute worst. Since all pasta tastes the same anyway, choosing long, thin pasta that's a chore and leaves you with sauce flips all over your clothing is stupid.
Sauce flips.
Hot Wings is very anti-spill today.
Yeah, you're all about the flips and drips today.
It's true, but I mean, if you have like shells or any other shape, you never think, oh, this is going to end up all over my shirt. Spaghetti, you have to, oh, I better do this slow or it's going to get on my shirt. Spaghetti sucks. It's so dumb. Also, why are there so many pasta shapes? I mean,
so when you make spaghetti,
I better do this slow.
Do you make it with bow ties or like
when I make pasta?
Spaghetti.
Well, I don't use spaghetti.
That's what I'm saying.
The whole point.
So you never use spaghetti noodles?
No. Almost never. No, no, I don't. And the only time I get spaghetti is if I get chicken parm and it comes with spaghetti.
Do you guys have a speed governor for you when you're eating something? Well, I better take a bite of this pizza super slow.
Back off there, friend.
Slow down, hand to mouth. What are you, a supersonic jet?
Pasta's coming in hot.
The spaghetti would be so much better with bow tie. I'm a bow tie kind of guy.
I mean, I'm a penne or spiral myself, but... But yes, I just think spaghetti's useless. It really is.
Harsh words, man.
Yeah, man. Big spaghetti took that one right on the nose.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Once they realized the macaroni was a thing, why did they keep going?
Again, same thing. That even contains the sauce. Oh,
macaroni
so good.
Noodles, yeah.
It's way better.
I don't know why though. I immediately think I associate spaghetti with macaroni noodles as trashy. Like, if you put macaroni noodles in your spaghetti, I just immediately think you're trashy.
So if you made, like, meat sauce
and
put it on macaroni noodles, that's trashy.
That, to me, is trashy.
But if you
spaghetti.
Did it with bow ties, is that trashy?
Yeah, that
so,
too.
So about, anything but spaghetti noodles?
Yeah, for whatever reason, because, like, spaghetti noodles
they're
make
all
it,
like a nickel.
They all make it classy, though. Like, it's meant to be that way. The moment I see macaroni noodles or bow ties with your spaghetti, I'm like... You should have just made chili.
I agree. I mean, bow ties are also kind of stupid, really.
Wait.
Because you can't call it spaghetti. It's not spaghetti anymore.
No,
it's macaroni with chili on top of it.
I don't think someone could offer up the opposite but equally dumb opinion as Hot Wings, but I stand corrected.
So is goulash just trashy spaghetti?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure,
goulash.
I guess.
God, goulash is such a thing here. It's just...
That's Hungarian butthole food.
Yeah.
It is Hungarian butthole food.
What do you mean goulash is such a thing here? When was the last time somebody made goulash
My husband's grandma makes it every Sunday.
That was a huge staple for my family.
For 90-year-olds, yes.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
I moved away to college.
I guess, I haven't had goulash since I was like 11.
I've never had goulash.
I try not to eat things that sound like
spaghetti?
A Russian torture place.
Yeah.
is goulash just one of those things that when you have a bunch of leftovers,
no.
You throw them all in a pot and mix them up?
No, it's really just macaroni noodles and meat sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But it's a little sweeter than
spaghetti.
Oh,
I always thought
typically.
It was like onion-based.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
onion base.
Yeah.
Sometimes
like
they have
onions with
in
pasta?
Them.
Yeah. I assumed it was like a sauerkraut onion type thing.
No, I mean, it's not uncommon to have some onions in there, but it's the same with spaghetti sauce. It's not that uncommon to have onions in it. But.
Well, maybe I did because my mom used to make American chop suey, which
the hell is that?
It was just it was noodles and ground beef and like tomato paste.
Oh, so hamburger helper?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what goulash is. It's the OG
hamburger
helper.
Then, yeah.
It is. It
I like it then.
Yeah, it's just spaghetti sauce with macaroni noodles.
Hamburger helper is underrated.
I love hamburger helper.
Helper's great.
It's always delicious.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't not like goulash. I just look at it and think, this is trash. And I could be having spaghetti, but instead I'm having trash spaghetti.
So I could be having the same flavor, but in a much more pain in the ass way.
Absolutely,
that makes
yes.
me have to twirl everything.
Yeah, and then you'd have sauce all over your shirt, according to Hot Ones.
So this text.
You do. You flip it.
Do you know what it's like to get to work excited to microwave your breakfast, and while you're eating it, someone refers to it as Hungarian butthole food? Do you know what that's like? I don't.
Are you eating goulash for breakfast?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you got bigger problems if that's your breakfast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I feel bad for your coworker. I assume G-O-U. G-O-U-L-A-S-H. Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.